The last day of hearings and the most painful of all. Outside Brazil's Congress, hundreds of white handkerchiefs, a symbol of tears shed for the victims of the pandemic. They were hung in Rio de Janeiro's iconic Copacabana beach when Brazil reached the tragic milestone of 600,000 deaths by COVID-19, the world's second largest. The handkerchiefs were then carried in a box to the capital, Brasilia, by taxi driver Márcio do Nascimento, whose son died more than a year ago. He spoke on behalf of thousands of Brazilians who lost their loved ones and blamed the government for their suffering, especially President Jair Bolsonaro, who denied the severity of the pandemic, scoffed at social distancing measures, and delayed the vaccination campaign.
I think we deserve an apology from the highest authority in the country. This is not about politics. It's not about belonging to one party or another. We're talking about people's lives.
He's not alone. Nurse Mayra Pires was working in Manaus, Brazil's gateway to the Amazon rainforest, when the city ran out of oxygen. Her brother and sister died, leaving four children in her care.
A bit of common sense and humanity on the part of those who govern us could have helped avoid such tragedy in the Amazon.
Student Giovanna Gomes Mendes spoke on behalf of Brazil's 120,000 COVID-19 orphans. She lost both parents within 2 weeks and was left alone with her 10-year-old sister and no means to support themselves. We had friends and family who helped us, but many do not, Giovanna said. The government, she claimed, should be financially responsible for them. The result of this six-month parliamentary inquiry of the government's handling of the pandemic will be a 1,200-page report asking for the indictment of at least 70 people, among them President Jair Bolsonaro and his sons. Many in Brazil believe it will have no impact.
This investigation will lead nowhere. The report needs to be examined by Brazil's Attorney General, and it will probably end up in a drawer.
But the vice president of the Senate committee, in charge of the investigation, told us they will try to get justice for the victims by all means, even if it means turning to the international court. He says the probe has already produced a change.
Before the probe began, President Jair Bolsonaro was the only person who had a say in Brazil. He acted in the worst possible way, and there was no response. The Senate was the first institution that reacted to the atrocities he committed and investigated his crimes. And to our surprise, we unveiled corruption scandals involving the acquisition of vaccines.
The investigation has already taken a toll on Bolsonaro's popularity. More than half of Brazilians reject his government. Monica Yanakiev, Al Jazeera.